Good morning. We visit with the folks at Baxter Regional Medical Center on Wednesday. This morning, we're visiting Ron Peterson, President, CEO, Stephanie Free, Infection Preventionist, and Tobias Pugsley, Director of Marketing. And good morning to all.
Good morning. Good morning, Bob.
Well, Ron, let's start with Baxter Regional's update with the latest statewide numbers.
All right. Bob, on a statewide basis, we increased by 1,950 total cases that tested positive across the state. We're up to 159,309 total positive cases. But if you look at the active cases, we're at 16,094, which is still a relatively high number. Hospitalizations, we're at 1,074, which is very high and definitely putting a strain and stress on hospitals at the moment. And ventilators, there's 195 patients that are on ventilators. And unfortunately, Bob, we've had 2,512 deaths across the state due to COVID. In Baxter County, we've had a total of 1,435 individuals who've tested positive. We have a total of 181 active cases, which is pretty high for Baxter County, and we've had a total of 29 deaths here in Baxter County. If you look at the five contiguous counties in Arkansas around Baxter County, so you take a total of six counties there, we have 477 active cases. That the good news is that is down, Bob, from last week when we were talking, but it's still relatively high, and Baxter County with 181 definitely has the majority of those. As a system, we have tested 11,420 individuals. We've had 833 positive cases, so that number continues to climb for us. We've seen 226 admissions now to the hospital that are COVID cases. Currently, though, we are down to 24 COVID cases in the hospital at the moment, and we have five in the ICU, and four of those are on ventilators. We've talked quite a bit in the past about our employees, and we've had a total of 190 employees who've tested positive, but we are down, Bob. The good news is we're down to only 15 active employees with COVID. And that's a very low number, especially when I think 2 weeks ago I was talking about 55 to 57 individuals. So we're very happy about that. And, of course, those 15 individuals are in isolation at home and not working.
Well, Ron, I bet you can't go anywhere without this question being asked about vaccinations. Of course, that's the hot topic. What's the latest information you can share? And will Baxter Regional make the COVID-19 vaccination mandatory for employees?
You know, Bob, that is a hot topic and a hot question. You are right. It seems like I get stopped almost everywhere I go and asked about that, and that's great because I want people to know what we do know. I'm not sure I have much more news than what everybody else knows, but I do know that the UK has approved the Pfizer vaccine, so that is the first nation that's done approval of a vaccine. The United States is anticipating that next week, but it could be 2 weeks, but they're anticipating next week that they'll approve the Pfizer vaccine, and that means that distribution could start as early as December 10th, which I think is probably the earliest possible date, so it may come a little later, but as early as December 10th, the state of Arkansas could receive 23,000 units or doses of the Pfizer vaccine, and the way the priority has been ranked by the CDC and by our state officials is that it would go to frontline healthcare workers first, and then to nursing home patients and workers next, and then to the public. And the distribution is what they're saying is that first distribution would come out, and then there'd be weekly distributions after that, Bob. And it gets really fuzzy, but it would probably be, I would say, spring or early summer before it's really out to the whole population. And of course, what we're trying to do is get to that 70 to 80% of the population to have the vaccine so that we can have that herd immunity.
You know, with the number of hospitalizations across the state, is COVID-19 bed capacity an issue at Baxter Regional, and what can we do to help decrease that number?
You know, that's a really good question, and it depends upon what day you're asking. But I think overall, the healthcare system is really stretched thin right now across the state, and I think Baxter Regional is stretched thin right now. But of course, we are here to serve, and we're so blessed to have such good employees that want to serve and help people. So I think people, if individuals are not feeling well, whether it's COVID or non-COVID, I think they should feel free to come. But just to give everybody kind of a thought of what's going on here at the hospital, you know, one day in our emergency department, we literally last week had 64 patients come to the ER one day, and 2 days later we had 124. And
whoa.
So you don't know what's going to happen. One day here in the hospital this week, we had 110 patients. Today we have 164 patients. And so you ask if we're strained. One day it's no, the next day yes. But overall, we definitely are strained, but we do have bed capacities. And, of course, on the statewide, we're trying to put together a system where we know where the open beds are in the state electronically so that if we need to, we can transfer to those open beds. And we're thinking on a statewide basis that type of system should be up and running in a few weeks.
Tobias, tell us about the COVID-19 testing that starts today.
Absolutely, Bob. And this is in response to, you know, last week being Thanksgiving. You know, some people may have had visitors, some people may have traveled, and we're not here to judge. We're just here to take care of our community. So we will be starting today and hosting a scheduled, and let me repeat, it is, you have to call to get scheduled, drive-through COVID-19 testing. That's going to begin today and will continue weekdays through Friday, December 11th. And we'll be doing those tests from 8 a.m. to 4:30 daily. So let me tell you how, if you're interested in a test, this is what you should do. You will call 870-508-7047. When you call that, you will talk to a scheduler who will schedule your appointment and give you all the details that you need to know. Where to go, what time to be there, what to expect. But just in case people are curious, we will be doing that testing over on the east side, on the east entrance. So if you're coming up Hospital Drive and you get to the hospital and you take a left in the parking lot, it's there around the corner. We'll have it visibly marked with signage. But again, you must call that number and schedule. You cannot just drive up and get a test. So when you drive up, when you schedule and show up for your scheduled appointment time, somebody will come out and we'll swab you. There will be no need to get out of the vehicle. You will not come into the hospital. We want you to stay in your car for your safety. So once that's conducted and we have those results, all positive results will be called in 24 to 48 hours from the test. All negatives will receive in the mail a confirmation of their negative test, much like we do with the health fair. A lot of people might be familiar with getting those results mailed. We're also going to make those results available on our patient portal, which when you call to schedule and when you have that done, you will get details on how to do that. You will not need a physician order for this. You just need to call that number, again, 870-508-7047, and to get scheduled for that testing. And then we're hoping that this will really help us kind of monitor if there is any kind of uptick after the holiday. And we'll report back next week to let you know how it's going.
Okay, Stephanie, how come you're last on the program?
I don't know. That's different this week.
I don't know what's going on there. So if someone finds out they're positive after getting this test, what should they do? When can they go back to work? And what should their family do?
Yeah, so if you get a positive test result, that is when you need to go into, it's no longer quarantine, it then becomes isolation. And isolation needs to be from either 10 days if you have mild illness from the onset of symptoms, or if you don't have symptoms, then it would be from the day of the positive test. Or if you have severe illness or you're immunocompromised, the isolation period would then become 20 days. So you need to isolate. You also need to try to isolate from others in your home. If you can't isolate, then make sure that you and your family members are wearing a mask when you're around each other, and that will help to keep them from being exposed. And then your family members, if they have been exposed, they would then go into that 14-day quarantine period. And then if they were to test positive in that quarantine period, then from that point, they would then, of course, go into isolation as well.
Okay, we're entering the month of holiday parties. Do you have any guidance as people begin to make their plans?
Yeah, and so the Arkansas Department of Health has some great holiday guidance during the pandemic on their healthy.arkansas.gov website. You can click on Find Out About COVID-19, and there's some holiday guidance there. And so this is very similar as it was with Thanksgiving, as it will be for Christmas. You know, anyone that has tested positive for the virus, whether you have symptoms or not, anyone that's been exposed to someone with COVID-19, even if they have tested negative during their quarantine, if they're still in that quarantine period, or anyone that is experiencing symptoms of COVID-19 should not participate in any holiday activities. They need to stay quarantined or stay in isolation away from others. So please, if you have any symptoms and you're just even thinking, I'm not sure what's going on, it could potentially be COVID, please, please stay home. And then also, you know, just in general, we need to continue to avoid those situations where there are large numbers of people, areas where there's poor ventilation. If we can open up windows, have things outdoors, that's always going to be a little bit better. Of course, it's getting cold outside, so that makes it harder. If we're going to have prolonged contact with others, if there's going to be large crowds and people not wearing masks, those are all situations that we need to avoid.
Ron, some good stuff this morning. Any closing thoughts?
Well, you know, Bob, I kind of have two thoughts here. First of all, we're so blessed to have such a giving community that just always seems to support the hospital and support our needs, and we appreciate it so much. Yesterday was Giving Tuesday, and our auxiliary came through for us and matched the first $50,000, up to $50,000, and we had several gifts, and I think Barney's going to give us some details next week as far as what those numbers are, but I know that there are several people calling in, going on the website, giving us gifts, and we just want to say thank you because we really appreciate that support and help. The second thought is we need your continued help, and you know, hospitals across the state, and including Baxter, we're all stretched thin right now. Our staff is stretched thin, and all trends are kind of pointing in the wrong direction. And so, you know, we talked about the vaccine coming out, but still really before that's going to have that herd immunity, it's probably 5 to 6 months away, definitely. And so we definitely need everybody's help in protecting themselves, protecting our community, and protecting our healthcare workers. And you can do that by wearing your mask, social distancing, staying away from large crowds, and washing your hands and keeping your hands away from your face.
Ron Peterson, President and CEO at Baxter Region Medical Center. Stephanie Fries, Infection Preventionist, and Tobias Pugsley, Director of Marketing. Thank you all this morning. Great job.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.